This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil calls for fulfillment of people's mandate for nation building expressed through election. National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission recommends 151.7 billion rupees in financial equalization grants for provinces and local levels. World Water Day being observed today under the theme Water and Gender. And U.S. President Donald Trump issues 48-hour Strait of Hormuz ultimatum, threatens Iran's power plants. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has called on all stakeholders to fulfill the people's mandate for nation building expressed through the recent House of Representatives election. Speaking at a ceremony at the office of the President, Sital Niwas, marking the 8th anniversary of the Madhesi Commission, the President stressed the need to translate citizens' aspirations into concrete action for national development and unity. He highlighted the historic role of the Madhesi community in civil liberties movements, contributing to freedom, equality, social justice, good governance and prosperity, while expressing confidence that the commission would continue to safeguard their identity and rights. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha said the diverse language, culture and heritage of the Madhesi region are a source of national pride, expressing hope for targeted programs to uplift marginalized groups, including women. Similarly, Chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Tapa Bahadur Magar, emphasized the government's responsibility to ensure greater participation of Madhesi communities in implementing programs that protect cultural and linguistic rights. The event also featured cultural performances by various artists. Separately, Chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, Tapa Bahadur Magar has said the Commission is firmly committed to implementing eliminating racial discrimination in Nepal, stressing the need for effective implementation of existing laws. Speaking at a program marking the 61st International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, he underscored that legal enforcement, rather than just drafting laws, is crucial to ending caste-based discrimination. The event was jointly organized by the National Dalit Commission and Dalit Rights Groups. Other speakers, including lawmakers and other senior officials, emphasized the need for coordinated action between the state and non-state actors to end caste-based discrimination in the country. The National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission, NNRFC, has recommended allocating more than Rs. 151.7 billion in financial equalization grants to provincial and local governments for the upcoming fiscal year. According to the recommendation, Rs. 61.5 billion has been proposed for provincial governments and Rs. 90.2 billion for local levels, in line with the constitutional and legal provisions governing intergovernmental fiscal transfers. The Commission said the grants are structured under three categories: minimum, formula-based and performance-based, to ensure balanced and need-based distribution. It also noted that adjustments would be made to ensure minimum funding thresholds for local levels, particularly when allocations fall below set limits. The recommendation aims to support equitable development and strengthen fiscal federalism across all tiers of government. Stakeholders have called for urgent and coordinated action to protect children from exploitation during elections and on digital platforms, following findings of widespread child rights violations in recent election. The call was made during a discussion program in Kathmandu organized to share findings of a report by Children as Zones of Peace Nepal, CZOP, which documented 350 incidents of violations linked to the March 5 House of Representatives election. According to the study, most of the child rights violations occurred during the election campaign, with children widely used in rallies, promotional activities and digital political content while some cases continued after the polls. Stakeholders warned of rising risk of online misuse of children and called for stronger safeguards, strict law enforcement, improved monitoring by the Election Commission and zero-tolerance approach in involving children in political activities alongside collective efforts to ensure child-friendly electoral practices. The discussion concluded with a collective call for political parties, state bodies, media and communities to ensure child-friendly electoral practices and prevent the exploitation of children both online and offline. Today marks the World Water Day 2026 being observed across the globe under the theme Water and Gender and the slogan Where Water Flows, Equality Grows. The campaign highlights the link between water access, sanitation and gender equality, noting that women and girls are disproportionately affected by water scarcity and related challenges. Likewise, on the occasion of the day, President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have extended greetings to Nepalese, highlighting the importance of preserving water and encouraging the active participation of women and girls in water-related decision-making. Observed annually on March 22nd since 1993, following a United Nations initiative, World Water Day aims to raise awareness about the importance of water conservation and sustainable use. In Nepal, the day is being marked with public awareness programs emphasizing the role of water in achieving gender equality. The Janak Education Materials Center has nearly completed printing textbooks for the upcoming academic session 2083 with distribution set to ensure availability before schools reopen in mid-April. Officials said over 16 million textbooks have already been printed, with the center tasked to produce around 18 million copies. Additional stock from last year will also be distributed to meet the annual demand of approximately 17 million books. The Curriculum Development Center stated that the books will reach all districts by early April. Education experts have called for stronger monitoring to ensure quality and prevent malpractice, warning that negligence by some private distributors undermines students' learning. Authorities say monitoring mechanisms will be strengthened with action including penalties or blacklisting against publishers failing to meet standards as efforts continue to ensure both timely delivery and quality of textbooks nationwide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in West Asia have escalated sharply as US President Donald Trump has threatened to obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not fully reopen the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. The waterway is crucial for global oil shipments, with nearly a fifth of the world's oil and gas passing through it during peacetime. The warnings follows continued hostilities in the fourth week of the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict. In a related development, Saudi Arabia declared several Iranian embassy staff, including its military attaché, persona non grata, ordering them to leave within 24 hours amid rising regional tensions. The conflict has also prompted concern among G7 foreign ministers, who called for an immediate end to strikes and expressed readiness to take measures to safeguard global energy supplies. Meanwhile, Iran has warned that any attacks on its fuel or energy infrastructure would trigger retaliation against U.S. energy assets in the region. Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz remains severely disrupted, with Iran stating that it remains open to all vessels except those from the U.S. and its allies. Now to tell over the forecast for the country for today. Weather conditions across the country have improved after a rain system active since Friday weekend. Meteorologists say despite the easing system, pre-monsoon activity will continue to influence the weather, bringing intermittent clouds and brief showers, particularly in the eastern and central regions. Likewise, for today, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions, while partly cloudy weather conditions will likely prevail in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Kosi and Lumbini provinces. The division has also stated that the country is currently under the influence of a westerly low pressure system and local winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 9 to 11 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 22 and 24 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudil calls for fulfillment of people's mandate for nation building expressed through election. National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission recommends 151.7 billion rupees in financial equalization grants for provinces and local levels. World Water Day being observed today under the theme Water and Gender. And U.S. President Donald Trump issues 48-hour Strait of Hormuz ultimatum, threatens Iran's power plants. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.